High inflation is a major talking point for all Turks. The lira has lost nearly half of its value within the past year, as the central bank made steep cuts to interest rates. That unorthodox policy caused prices to soar, including for energy and food, such as the ingredients for a Turkish breakfast.
To make 1 kilo of this kosher cheese, you need 11 liters of raw milk. The price of milk doubled. With the increase on electricity, natural gas prices are rising. Our regular customers cut their consumption nearly 40%.
Turkey's inflation rate rocketed to 36% in December after a series of interest rate cuts demanded by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. It's the highest inflation rate since his election 20 years ago.
We used to buy in kilos last year, now in grams. More than half of our retirement salaries are being spent on gas, electricity, phone bills on the first day.
High prices are likely to remain a focus of stock market attention. The central bank is desperately seeking to rebuild foreign reserves, which fell more than 60% from mid-December to just $7.5 billion.
Fears of further inflation rises in the coming months terrify Turks. Many say the latest increase to the minimum wage and the pensions are not enough to make ends meet.
The central bank forecasts an inflation rate of 23% this year. Some analysts think that's optimistic and expect worse to come.
We manage somehow. We buy the cheapest things, but it's very difficult for larger families to manage. I don't know how things will work.
Responding to the economic challenges, government leaders in Ankara have implemented a series of measures during the past month to persuade savers, banks and companies to hold more lira rather than foreign currency. Those measures steadied the lira for now, but many fear their hopes of lower inflation have already left the station, and they'll soon be paying an even bigger price for Turkey's financial turmoil. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.